This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you.
Welcome back to another live show on The People Speak. Today is October 4th, and I'm your girl, Sophia Ray, for the week. Tune in to The People Speak every Tuesday for live 60-minute interview-style talk radio. For more information, log on to bbsradio.com and search for The People Speak. Participate during the show by calling in questions toll-free from Canada and the USA at 1-888-429-5471. Tonight's guest is Leroy Malouf, owner, founder, and developer of EWBP, stands for Energetic Well-Being Process, and the author of Knowing and Living Your Purpose, A Practical Guide to Being the Real You Every Day. Leroy, it's a pleasure to meet you, and it's an honor to have you on The People Speak. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
It's an honor to have you here. I've heard so much about you. A friend had introduced me into your work. And, you know, and I have to say, from what I've experienced, it's been pretty efficient. I know you have a lot of testimonies out here as well as to the efficiency. But let the audience meet who you are. Who is Leroy? How did he become the man he is right now?
Well, sorry for the phone. Hold on. I'm going to turn that off. There it goes. Sorry for the interruption.
No problem.
Okay. I live on Cape Cod in Massachusetts. My work is to help people be strong and fit throughout their life. I'm 84 now, and one of the things I jokingly say is, it took me way too long to get stronger and stronger to my life, as a matter of course, if you will. What I mean by that is that, and it's kind of my favorite way of talking about this, is that when we're 5 years old, most of us have a happy five-year-old life, and we're going strong to 90% of our life. All too frequently, the adults say, well, now we have to get you wise to the world. And a consequence of that is that we then go from being strong to 90% of our life to about average of 20% for adults. So, and by going strong to our life, I mean, you know, we're happy when we're 5 years old, you know, we're laughing 300 to 500 times a day. By the way, the average adult laughs an average of about 5 to 20 times a day. We're having fun, we're learning, we're laughing. And so here we are, average adults. And if we're only going strong to 20%, that means our energy is going weak to 80%. Now, what would that 80% be? Anytime we're irritated, frustrated, reacting, being bothered, judging ourselves, judging others, our energy actually goes weak. Now, we're so not conscious of the things we do that cause our energy to go strong and that cause it to go weak. In fact, we've gone from wellness being on automatic to weakness being on automatic without even realizing it. Now, any of those times our energy goes weak, is small, has a small effect on us. But when you accumulate them, Over days, weeks, months, a lifetime, we get energy blocks and we get symptoms. And the symptoms, it's very interesting. I tell people the symptoms have intelligence, that they're trying to tell us what to do. For example, a lady came to me and she said, I had an automobile accident 25 years ago. I got whiplash and I get neck pain. You know, I've had it ever since. Gets better, gets worse, never goes away. And I said, well, I explained to her about how symptoms have intelligence. And I said, well, what do you imagine that neck pain might be pointing to? And I said, it feels to me like there's about seven things in your life that are a big pain in the neck. And she said, oh, yeah, there's this about money, this about my spouse, this about my job. And she went right down the list. And we worked on those things for about 40 minutes, and her neck pain completely went away. So you see, down deep inside of us, we do want to be living a life of wellness and vitality.
The energetic well-being process, and that is how you are able to clear away her symptoms. And it's through my understanding, you kind of built this process up through the Ewan method. Is that correct?
Probably 50% of what I do in it is Ewan method. Dr. Ewan is a genius at this kind of work, and I'm forever grateful to him. But I decided to take it in a different direction. And that is that I wanted to help people focus more on the unconditional love inside them. There's a couple of really important reasons for that. First is about 70% of the population is hanging on to anger. And by the way, I have a colleague in Washington, D.C. He runs court-appointed anger management classes. He said the percentage is higher. He says people come in and say, well, you know, I've never been angry all my life, but I just hauled off and hit him. Well, so there's a lot of anger going around. Now, anger is like the perfect Christmas gift. It never stops giving. And what it gives is weakness and reaction and drama. And what we don't realize is it's causing our energy to be weak all the while. And so to deal with our anger, we need to find the times in our life when we've experienced unconditional love. And so what I do when I'm helping people with anger, and in fact, it would help everybody who's listening to do the same thing, I ask them to start thinking about times when they've experienced unconditional love. And for example, well, let's talk about pets. A dog's tail wag, a cat's purr, a songbird song, all vibrate at a consciousness level higher than most human beings. And when you ask people, what did you experience with your dog or your cat, for example, they say, well, fun. And they're always there for me. And if I'm not feeling so hot, they come and sit by me and comfort me. And we play together. And I know they accept me exactly the way I am. Well, every one of those feelings is a feeling of unconditional love. So another thing I'll say is, well, what about when you had children? And they'll say, oh, it was awe, it was wonder, it was amazing, it was the beauty of the universe. And then just such support and caring and spontaneity. And then sometimes I'll say, well, how about what do you experience out in nature? Quiet and peace. And again, wonder at how the natural order of things is so magnificent and beautiful. So I kind of lead people, if you will, to the times when they've had these experiences. Another kind of time, if you ask a person about their first love. You know, I couldn't eat, I couldn't sleep, I couldn't function. I was just so full of love and bubbling and so on. Well, you see, when we get in touch with that, what I ask people to do is to kind of feel those feelings in their heart and to expand them. And that's where we run into a hitch. Because for so many people, what they've experienced in life is that love hurts, or that love is conditional, or that love doesn't last, you get betrayal. So there's a number of ways that people experience love that actually cause resistance from them remembering and actually filling their hearts with this unconditional love. And so what I do is I help them to remember, we help them to expand, we help them clear away the resistance. And then from that place, we help them forgive. Well, I've been talking along now. Do you have a question about anything I'm saying?
Well, I'm picking up a lot. I'm picking up how important our words are, and how they can change our attitude. One word can either change your attitude for the greater or for the worse. And I'm picking that up as you're asking, you know, as you're giving examples of tuning into nature, per se. And, you know, when I tune into that word nature, I think of serenity and calmness and just perfect order without being perfect at all.
That's exactly the kind of experiences of unconditional love that are really good for us. And by the way, you need it to deal with anger, but also when a person remembers these experiences, it turns out that that's the best description there is of who that person really is.
Let's talk about it. Some people would think that the energetic well-being process, EWBP, is magic. What do you say to those people when they think what you're doing is magic?
Well, I say it's magical. It's not magic. And because, you see, what we do with it is we quickly eliminate symptoms. And people say, well, it can't be that simple. And guess what? It can. Now, the difficulty we have, you see, is that we've bought into a system that says if there's something physically wrong with you, that the root causes are physical. You know, 95% of the root causes are physical. Well, in this work, 98% of the root causes are non-physical. And they're really life issues, not health issues that we have.
What is EWBP precisely? It's a combination of learning energies from ancient Chinese cultures. Can you explain to our viewers a little bit more to what EWBP is?
Sure. Well, let's start with being energetically strong in our bodies. Mm-hmm. For example, I get my energy strong to 100% every day. You know, if you imagine touching the top of your head and focusing right straight up and down the center of your body, how strong is your energy? Again, on average, people are only strong there about 35, 40% of the time in terms of this energy inside of our bodies. And so I get mine to 100 every day. And I say, well, what's the option? And that is you're going through the day with weak energy. And again, not even being aware of it. So first of all, I help every time I work with a client, I help them get their central core energy to 100%. Well, then, so that's kind of a key step. And doing it every day helps you get stronger and stronger to your life. But what we do with the energetic well-being process is we also say, well, now what's your symptom? and what your desired states, and how do we measure that? The reason being, the biggest paradox about us human beings is that we don't support what we say we want, and we don't let go of what we say we don't want. Now, I kind of say to people, you know, I do free demonstrations, and I say, anybody resonate with that? And everybody shakes their head, yes. You know, a silly kind of example is one of our daughters and her husband go to the gym, and they say the first week in January, there's numerous new people at the gym. By the end of January, none of them are there still. So it's these New Year's resolutions that we basically don't keep. And so what we're doing with the work is to say, okay, what is it you really want in your life? And then what we do is find the root causes of what's keeping you from getting there. And as we keep clearing these root causes, what happens is their support for what they want and life keeps going up, and holding on to their symptoms keeps going down.
For those who are now just tuning in, I am your girl, Sophia Ray, on The People Speak, and we are live with Leroy Malouf. He is a licensed life coach, is that correct? Certified and instructor. You've been doing this for how many years?
Well, I'm also an applied behavioral scientist. That's most of what that's my longest career. I'm in my 14th career now. You know, I keep figuring out what I'm going to do when I grow up. but most of my life was spent consulting and training people in large organizations, teaching them how to negotiate, how to influence people effectively, that kind of thing. I started a company, and now three of our offspring own and run it. And we moved to Cape Cod, and that's when my avocation became my vocation. And I started working with people and teaching them how to get stronger and stronger to their life, how to clear away their symptoms, how to support what they say they want. Let me give you another example.
Okay.
A lady called and said, I have this large, fast-growing lump in my breast.
Mm-hmm.
It's about large marble size. And she said, I've been to see a doctor, and he said, get a mammogram and go see a surgeon. And so I worked on her a couple times, and the lump stopped growing. But I'm saying to myself, why isn't it getting smaller? Well, in the meantime, she's had the mammogram. We talk a third time, and she's terrified because the radiologist and the technician kept kind of pointing to it and looking at her and pointing to what they found. Well, I went to the dictionary and the thesaurus, and I looked up breast. And, of course, it talks about mammary gland, but it talks about mothering and nurturing. And I said, that's it. She had a son that was in a lot of trouble. And so I said to her, let's check you for over-mothering, over-nurturing, over-guarding, over-protecting, over-worrying, over-analyzing, over-internalizing. And she said, all of them. I said, okay, let's just clear those away. And when we did that, the lump immediately shrunk by half within a second.
Do you need to believe in a specific religious system or spiritual system to do any of your energy work or your workshops? Let's talk about your workshops after. No, people, you hear that? No belief system, nothing. I mean, you kind of reach out to anybody who is religious or who is spiritual or none of the above. Have workshops available. Let's talk a little bit about your workshops.
Okay, actually, I just ran one this last weekend in my home. We had a person from California, one from Georgia, one from, well, they came from different places.
Mm-hmm.
And what the way I teach is I explain something, and then I demonstrate it, and then you do it. It's a skill building process, because we're so not used to being able to clear stuff in ourselves. We have to actually sharpen skills at it.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is we explain each step of what the process is about, and then I have people do the work together in pairs. And by the way, the very first time they work together, they help each other clear symptoms with each other.
That's impressive for the first time. So that just shows how easy this is. And almost anybody can do this, even children.
Oh my gosh, children are amazing. I was running a workshop, that one was in New York City. A mother brought her 10-year-old son to it. He got it faster than anyone.
Really? And how, you know, kids are so imaginative and, you know, so upbeat and so outgoing that they have no responsibilities to think about, nothing to worry to think about. Everything is totally open in their world. So it would be, you know, much easier probably than thinking for a child to pick it up because they're just full of it. They're full
of
energy.
Well, another example is a mother brought her young daughter, about 6 years old, who started being fearful for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So I taught the little girl how to get neutral to fear and to, you know, just causing it to go away. And her mother said, oh, well, you do it this way. And the little girl looked up to her mom and said, no, Mom, here's how you do it. And I'm looking at her and my jaw is dropping because she's teaching her mom how to get to neutral.
Wow. So some of the benefits of energy well-being is maybe coming out of depression, relieving stress, anxiety, anything, and all of these symptoms actually can cause up and do much more damage in their bodies. Like, for instance, some type of illnesses, sicknesses, cancers. Is that correct?
Yes. In fact, even, well, there is a protocol, an energetic well-being process protocol, that mm-hmm. guides you on where are the root causes that you need to clear. And in cases like cancer, in addition, I have developed a cancer protocol that gets at a lot of the specific issues around cancer. And over the years, I just kept sharpening it. So that it helps when people are working with someone who has cancer or think they have it or else they're a cancer survivor. It helps them get rid of the root causes of cancer. Now, by the way,
for a lot of people, that's going to be hard to believe. They think they have to go to a doctor, that they have to go through chemo. I'm sure all of it together will help more. But this is more of an alternative side, is that correct? More of
yes,
a holistic...
Uh-huh. Yes. Well, what I say is there's numerous modalities and products out in the world, which is really great because every one of them helps numerous people.
Mm-hmm.
And every one of them, none of them seems to work for everyone. But when a person is, really committed to going through chemo or radiation, what I do is I, again, help with the root causes, but I also strengthen their body to do what the radiation and chemo is designed to do, and then strengthen the body to eliminate any toxicities or products, quickly eliminate it so that there are very few side effects.
And what if there's some audience members out there right now listening to you and I, and they have some of these symptoms that we're talking about, and they don't believe? Would you encourage them to call you and test you out? Or
if one of them wants to call right now, we can do it.
You heard them, folks. 1-888-429-5471. You know, I believe you. I know I've done the work. There were some examples you have in your book. And one of them was, I don't know how much you want me to reveal in your book. You give a lot of great advice, great examples to follow. one of them was saying your name and then kind of tuning into your true self. And then tuning into a false name of yourself. Do you recall this example?
Oh, of course. You see, people often don't really understand what you mean by strong and weak. And mm-hmm. so a way to do that is that if a person says their real name five times, their energy goes strong. If they say a name that is not their real name five times, it goes weak because it's not their truth.
And so, it's very subtle.
Yes, it is. But the energy responds to what is your truth and what is not your truth.
What is your truth and what is not your truth? I don't want to reveal too much of what's in your book and spoil it, you know.
I had a lot of fun with it.
Look,
the book is both an autobiography and a teaching book. Mm-hmm. And for example, in chapter 3, I believe it is, it teaches how to get your heart filled with unconditional love and how to forgive. Chapter 13 is about getting your energy strong every day. Chapter 14 is about how to get to neutral. Chapter 19 is how to increase the acceptance of yourself. I've begun to believe that the biggest symptom we have is lack of self-acceptance for every single aspect of ourselves. So there are chapters in it that actually can help a person.
When you say neutral, can you give a brief definition of what you mean exactly?
Sure. Mm-hmm. And let's talk about what neutral isn't, because again, if you go to the dictionary and thesaurus, you see things like, well, it's middle of the road, no commitment, that kind of thing. Energetically, being neutral is about the strongest place you can be because you're in a place of no reaction. There's no charge on things. You know, we talk about when we're reacting, what's wrong? Well, we're invested in it. We got a charge on it, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. When I first heard about neutral, I said, well, does that mean I have to go sit on a mountain for 17 years and get detached from everything? I said, well, that's not going to work because last night at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 64 years ago, I met my wife on a blind date for a formal dance at the Copley Plaza Hotel in Boston. And she showed up in this beautiful dress. Her name was Antoinette, Alice Antoine, and we've pretty much been together ever since.
Is your wife with you right now?
No. Well, she's in the other room, but she's not on the phone, no.
Okay. Well, if you wanted to have her with you, that's fine. She's more than welcome to say hello to the people speak. That's great. 60 years you've been married. And I think I read on Facebook that you just went to a punk rock concert recently. You went to a concert recently, right?
Oh, it wasn't punk rock. No, hard rock is not for us.
I was going to say punk rock. Yeah. So you're still going out, you know, and enjoying yourself like you're in your 20s. And you're 84. That's 84, correct?
Yes, 84. And we've been married 63 years. So, yes. Well, I should say, by the way, that there were many times I didn't think we would make it. And we're in about the best place we've ever been. First of all, because she's got a lot of unconditional love. And you need that if you live with me. And also, I learned to get neutral to her. You see, what I say to her is, I want to be neutral to every single thing you say, think, or do, and every single thing you don't say, think, or do. Now, that probably sounds a little cold, but you see, what it means is it means she can be herself completely without me reacting. This is what neutral is, and it means I can be myself. And when you can be yourself, it frees you up. That's really, really good neutral in that case.
You have a friend. His name is, I'm not sure if I'm going to pronounce his last name right, but Fred Zweig?
Fred Zweig, yes.
Zweig. And yes. He wrote something in the foreword of your book. I'm going to quote, acceptance, the switch that turns on the flow of power of interaction. That's huge, because people don't understand that acceptance is truly, you know, something that we don't do.
Yeah, we don't absolutely.
We don't really take ease to accepting.
Well, let me give you an example why. In fact, we'll do this for everybody on the show. If we count the average number of beliefs of people on the show have bought on into everything we learn that we should or shouldn't do, must or mustn't do, can or can't do. You know, we get this from parents, from school, from every place, the culture. Let's see what the average number of beliefs is for people on the show right now. It's about 3,100 average.
3,100 average. Wow.
Of those beliefs. Now let's take another thing. Let's take all the warnings. Right? We hear all these warnings. 80,000 new chemicals a year. Additives. Pesticides. It goes on and on. Let's see how many of these warnings we bought into on average for everybody on the show. About 1,200, 1,300. Let's also check. Let's check how many limiting religious beliefs. What I mean by that is, I was raised Southern Baptist and Southern Methodist in West Texas. And what I learned, and what most people learn in religion, is that we're born sinners. We're always going to be sinners. We have to keep doing maintenance, asking for forgiveness. One of these days we're going to die, and there's going to go to heaven. There's going to be a harsh judgment, and very few are going to pass. Well, that's very limiting. What I believe is living heaven on earth right now with love at the center. But let's see how many limiting beliefs on average we bought into. About 1,100. And let's take one more, degeneration. You see, I remember in high school science class, the book said that the human body peaks at age 20 and degenerates by 20% or 10%, whether it was at 20, 10% every decade. Well, that's just not true, but we buy into it. And actually, I'm always surprised the different ways I'm reminded. I went into a store and asked a question, the person said, "Well, I don't know, but I'll find someone who does." Walked off about 50 feet, found someone, and then said out loud, "It's for that old guy over there," and pointed my way. Right? So what I did is I turned in the direction he was pointing to see who he was talking about. But we get these reminders all the time. So let's see how many ways of degeneration we're buying into on average. About 600. So let me ask you something. What is the effect of buying into all these things on us as human beings? You got any idea?
I have none.
Self-judgment, lack of acceptance, always looking over our backs, right? So let's do this. For everybody on the call now, we're going to do a clearing. If anyone doesn't want to participate, that's fine. You just keep focused on your own midline. But what we're going to do is we're going to hit the delete key in your brain's computer. Delete every single one of these things that we've bought into. Every single one. Every interaction between these things. Every way we've reacted inside of ourselves. Every way it's affected it. And we're just going to delete it.
Just like that.
Just like that. That's all it takes. You see, one of the ways that clearing takes place is to find truth. You've heard, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. It really does. So we're finding the truth for people here. We're just going to delete. And now we need to reprogram into the unconditional love, or I sometimes refer to the true self. A lot of people, when they refer to their higher self, will say true self, higher self, spirit self, I am, the real me. So with whatever each person resonates with, that's what we're going to reprogram to that. And while we're at it, let's reboot everybody who's listening to the program, if, again, assuming they want to. Let's reboot their DNA and every cell in their body. Again, totally in line with this divine blueprint, true self, however you refer to it. And let's take it a step further. Let's optimize each person's physical presence in this body, in this life, where you are located, in the relationships you're in this dimension. Let's optimize your presence here. Otherwise, your energy is going weak because you don't think you're really here fully. So we're going to optimize everybody's physical presence right here and now, in this second, and this second. That's all we have, by the way, just a second. So make your body strong for that, too. What are you noticing, by the way, with just what we've done?
I'm feeling very light. I'm feeling more calm. You know, I was having anxiety just a little while ago, and my anxiety cleared up. I feel more clear-minded. I don't feel so much as scattered right now.
Yeah, your voice is lowered and is calmer, too.
I really feel like I can almost take off and levitate almost. But I do feel a lot lighter. Definitely lighter. And that I have used or tried to attempted with numerous people and applied your clearing process with them. And a few of them have said they feel lighter.
Oh, cool.
And, you know, and they want to say, well, how'd you do your magic? And it's not mine. It's really not mine. So I can't say it's magic nor my magic. But it is something that's real, and it's seemingly coming from the energy of words, the power of thought. And it's almost, you have to do work. You actually have to work. And it's almost like working on the mental plane. Does that make sense?
Well, finding your truth is both on the mental plane. Yeah, I mean, you're figuring it out, you know, with a simple question. Where in your universe is the weaker or the weakest root causes? And you find that by saying, what are the life issues? And again, the symptoms have intelligence. They're trying to help us. I mean, for example, let's say a person has a lot of things happening on the left of their body. Well, just think about left, life issues, being left out, or left alone, or left behind, or left with the responsibility that they didn't expect. And oftentimes, that pattern of left, that's the kind of life issue that comes up.
And that makes me feel a little bit more heavier now that I'm not going to take off. That's how I feel. Now I feel like a bowling ball. But yeah, I could totally see that. And if anybody who is listening to the People Speak, I am Sophia Ray, and we are on live with Leroy Malouf. And if you have any symptoms, a pain in your neck, a pain in your shoulder, if you want to ask Leroy any questions, call 1-888-429-5471.
By the way, if people go to our website, which is either energeticwellbeing.com or EWBP.com, and they click on videos. There's about 15 videos of me working on volunteers who have come to free demonstrations. I work on them, you know, like about 10 minutes to help clear things away so they can see examples. Plus, there's a hour plus video. I went to MIT for my undergraduate degree in engineering and then for a graduate degree at the Sloan School of Management. And I went back to the Sloan School a couple years ago and gave a talk at reunion time. And so that's also was videoed and is available for people to see. Plus, on the website, there are descriptions of, you know, what, you know, how does this work, for example. Also, by the way, I teach, as I said, I teach people how to do it. We also have home study programs, so a person can study on their own. And just recently, one of the certified practitioners in the EWB, his name is Adam Kadori, he's from Australia. He and I put the positive power of being neutral into an online course format. And if a person goes to our website on the home page, there's a 50% off coupon on that page.
Also, you can go to YouTube and look up the Ewan Method, and they will find you as well, doing some more examples and stuff on, through the video. I've caught a few.
Or if they just search for me by name, it'll come up, yes.
Let's take this moment to go into a break, and we'll have more when we come back.
Okay.
There'll be more. All right.
You're listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com.
With over 150 million registered users, PalTalk is the largest video chat community in the world, with over 300 PalTalk support staff speaking dozens of languages to help you enjoy your online experience. Meet new people across town or country or continent while chatting about your interests. Sing live karaoke, listen to music, join a lively political debate, or play group trivia in one of thousands of chat rooms in various categories from your PC, mobile, or tablet device. Joining PalTalk is free and easy. Go to paltalk.com and become part of our friendly community today.
Hi, I'm Richard Belzer. This is the great BBS Radio.
Today's school libraries are filled with endless opportunities. With access to print and digital materials, the latest technologies, and the guidance of a school librarian, our children are empowered with the tools they need to succeed in school and beyond. I'm Julianne Moore. Join me in celebrating all of the ways that school libraries and librarians are transforming learning for our students. For more information on how you can become involved, visit the American Association of School Librarians at aasl.org.
This land is your land.
Join us on The People Speak for an hour of live interviews and audience interaction as guests of various organizations share their work and strategies which impact our world and make a difference. That's The People Speak every Tuesday, 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern on the BBS Radio Network.
This land was made for you and me.
And we are back live. Your host here, Sophia Ray, and Leroy Malouf. Thank you. Welcome back, Leroy. Can we do another, you know, not getting any callers. I'm not pulling anybody in. So maybe everybody is symptom-free from this discussion alone. I think everybody just went symptom-free and the world is just a better place. Well, let's, you know, I was looking at your website, you have quite a few information on there. Let's talk about something that I have used, which helps. It's called Ho'oponopono.
Yes.
Can you...
Ho'oponopono is another way to get to neutral.
Okay.
It's a very, very interesting story. There's a Hawaiian shaman, Dr. Hugh Lin. He has a long Hawaiian name that I can't pronounce. But he was a therapist for 25 years. And then he kind of said, well, therapy doesn't work. So he decided not to do it anymore. And at the same time, he was offered a job at a ward for the criminally insane. This ward was a dangerous place. There were, prisoners. You would call them prisoners in shackles, prisoners on drugs, staff would walk with their backs to the wall, they wouldn't show up. Well, he took the job with the proviso that he would not have to do therapy work with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so he thought of this centuries-old Hawaiian ritual called Ho'oponopono, which is a ritual for bringing about reconciliation between two parties. And in that process, a Hawaiian shaman would bring the two parties together along with anybody else who was affected and help bring about reconciliation. And he said, well, wait a minute. The reconciliation isn't really between me and others. It's between me and me. And he said, if there's something that another person is doing that bothers me, it means that's bothering me about me doing the same thing. So what he said was basically everyone is a mirror. If a person is criticizing, he'd say, well, okay, now let me think of time when I'm criticizing. And then he would go in and say to himself, express to himself, I'm sorry, please forgive me. Thank you. I do forgive me. I love you. And he's saying, I love you to himself.
Mm-hmm.
He later shortened that to say, well, you can get all that done by just saying, thank you, I love you. And by not just saying, but expressing, thank you, I love you. And I love you, thank you. And so in this ward, he would take a patient's folder and he'd look at it and say, oh, this person's a murderer. When did I want to murder myself or murder someone? And he would find it, and then he would stop and express to himself, thank you, I love you. I love you, thank you. And that's all he did for about 4 or 5 years. And believe it or not, every one of those patients got well. They came off drugs. They got out of shackle. They were discharged, and they basically shut down that ward. And when I read this, it came through in an email. And when I read it, I said, this is too good to be true, right? So I went to one of his workshops, and it's true. It's been documented. And so I include that email in my neutral materials, and I teach it along with the regular way of getting to neutral.
So is neutral like another way of saying like self-healing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a powerful way.
Of self-healing, and a lot of people don't recognize that. That's, you know, it's self-healing, it's a must, or they're unaware that they even need it.
Yeah, correct. But you know, a way to be more aware is, are you finding yourself reacting? You know, is the person finding themselves reacting to different situations or overreacting and not quite realizing why? Or do they have symptoms that don't seem to go away? And, you know, I mean, typically, or many times when people come to see me, they say, I've tried this and this and this and this and this, and it's not working. I still have my symptoms. Well, the reason why is that what they're doing is not clearing the root causes.
Clearing the root causes. So it's almost as if you look at it as if like a plant that's gone rotten or just is no good, and you kind of just want to uproot it and check it out, right?
Yeah. Well, I had a thought and I lost it. Oh well, it'll come back. It can be very straightforward and simple. Let me give you another example. This lady came and said, you know, my husband is just outrageous. He's doing all these crazy things. So I helped her learn how to get to neutral to her husband. And about 3 months, she called and said, you're not going to believe it. My husband has completely changed.
She thought you were magical.
Of course, it was she who changed. Because she stopped reacting to her husband and started getting neutral to him and let him just, she just freed him up.
So she kind of became more accepting, in a sense.
Oh, yes, exactly.
And so, you know, accepting is like one of the hardest things to do. It's almost like love, you know, it's hard to love yourself, hard to accept yourself, and therefore hard to accept others or love others.
Yeah, and it's hard to forgive yourself as well for most people.
When did you realize that you needed energy work in your life? At what point in your life did you realize you needed a change, you needed something?
Well, it was my second year in college. I had immigrated from West Texas to Cambridge, Mass. Big culture shock. I had badly, badly injured my knee within weeks of getting here. I couldn't walk at times. I was struggling with school. I was depressed. And it's the one time my mom sent me a book. Actually, there were two of them, but the key book that was in it was called The Power of Positive Thinking by Dr. Norman Vincent Peale. And toward the end of the book, he had this exercise. And so morning, noon, and night, I would lie down on my bed and do this exercise. And it was that with God's help, I'm now emptying my mind of all anxiety, all fear, all sense of insecurity, all sense of inferiority, all sense of superiority. And I would say that over and over. I kind of imagined this pipe from my head going out in the gutter. And I'd say it over and over until it felt completely empty. And then I'd disconnect this pipe, of course, being careful not to hurt the threads, and then start repeating over and over, with God's help, I'm now filling my mind with love and my whole heart and my body. And that was about the time, by the way, when the Mr. Clean advertising came up. And so that was kind of an image of that, you know, bright light, love coming into me. And I did this, I think, for about 3 weeks. I don't remember the exact length of time. And one noontime, while I was doing this with my eyes closed, I saw this Moses-type figure in my mind's eye standing over me, and I felt this physical hand on my forehead. I jumped up. It startled me. Next morning, I woke up, and I was just brimming over with love and light and joy. I could see molecules shimmering in the air. And I said, wow, I had reality and unreality reversed. I want to live my life this way. So I've been literally to hundreds of self-development experiences, learned many modalities. I had so much to work on myself, I needed to do a huge amount. And so that was really the beginning. And I've been doing this all my life since first year of college.
That's a very long time.
Oh, it's just a short space of time.
For those who are listening, you can learn more at www.ewbp.com. You can also search up Leroy Malouf on YouTube. You can find him on Facebook. He's out there. You also, before we go, I was on your site. I saw, are you still doing this, expanding spiritual awareness phone free calls on the second Wednesday of the month?
Yes. Oh, yes. Still doing those. And it's that's a next direction for the energetic well-being process, is to help people expand their spiritual awareness. And if they go to the website, again, they can search by my name and the website will come up. Or they can go to Energetic Wellbeing Process, Energetic Wellbeing Process, all one word, and it'll come up. And there's a link on the site where they can can click, and they'll get on the announcement of our emails, and also for that expanding a spiritual awareness call.
Okay, great. Is there anything else? You know, we're coming to the end of our show here. We've got just a couple more minutes here. Just before we go, is there anything that you want to tell our guests? Tell our audience. anything you want them to be aware of? Just any wise words for our listeners?
Well, anything that bothers us, no matter how big or how small, our energy goes weak too. There's one thing they can learn to do that's quite easy. There was a guy in Germany who was given a year to live, and he started saying to myself, every little cell in my body is happy. Every little cell in my body is well. And he said it over and over, and he cured himself in a year. So I use that little bit, that little thing, like at night, if I'm having trouble going to sleep, I just start saying, every little cell in my body is happy, and every little cell in my body is well. And that's a really neat way to kind of shift your thoughts.
That's great. That's something I'm going to try. It's almost like you're bringing new cells into a happy existence.
Yeah, it's powerful.
So you're creating them. Yeah, because we're always creating cells, you know, every second.
That's
so we're creating, and these cells kind of have thoughts to themselves in a way. It's like our thoughts are alive and we're not even aware of it.
That's true.
The power of energy flows through thought. This is great stuff. Anything else?
No, just thank you very much for having me on the call. I wish you and everyone who's listening the very best. If anyone has questions, they can call me at 508, not tonight, 375-6452. 508-375-6452. And thank you very much again.
Bless your heart. Thank you so much. I want to give a big thanks to our guests for being here on the People Speak, and a big thanks to our audience. A big thank you to Don Newsom, our energy engineer, and Mike Kim, our producer. Let us unite through love and light. Everybody, have a good night.
Good night, everyone. Bye-bye.
One bright sunny morning in the shadow of the steeple by the relief of us, I saw my people, and they stood there hungry, and I stood there wondering if this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. Yeah, this land is made for you and